it's not true anymore, 8 energy experts globally. It's gone down. Total, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's not true anymore, 8 energy experts globally. It's gone down? Okay, it's probably 6 now. And for example, Norway, the minister spoke about this, is supporting heavily the... Okay, it's probably 6 now. And for example, Norway, the minister spoke about this, is supporting heavily this whole energy sector with Nordkraft experts. There are more Nordkraft experts out there than UNHCR's whole energy sector with Nordkraft experts. There are more Nordkraft experts out there than UNHCR and IOM have together. And the fifth component, the fifth challenge we have identified is data. We don't have and IOM have together. And the fifth component, the fifth challenge we have identified is data. We don't have proper baseline data. We only have evidential data from some pilot projects, which is good, but how do we learn out of that? And our proper baseline data, we only have evidential data from some pilot projects, which is good, but how do we learn out of that? And even more important, how do we learn out of mistakes that we do in this context? How can we compare projects? And how can we compare projects and these pilots? So these are the five challenges we have identified. And I want to point out two major opportunities First, this conference here, the Global Refugee Forum, is about how to transition, or is also about how to. First, this conference here, the Global Refugee Forum, is about how to transition, or is also about how to transition from short-term humanitarian interventions into long-term development projects. And energy is the golden link to that. Is one of the links to transition from short-term humanitarian interventions into long-term development projects. And energy is the golden link to that. Is one of the links to that. We heard about the solar power plants in Zaatari and Azraq in Jordan. These systems will remain in the country, powering the country even when refugees will go away, will go home. Systems will remain in the country, powering the country even when refugees will go away, will go home. So energy is a key enabler to bridge the humanitarian short-term response and the long-term development actors. And the second component, the second opportunity I'd like to point out, and we heard this already, is there is a huge opportunity. For private actors to enter into this space. We have evidence of payback periods of less than 40 for private actors to enter into this space. We have